seen in film so far?
Yeah, they're very talented. You know, I think it's their offense is obviously the run game just really starts them off, and they're so physical up front. You know, all the things that people are saying about them appear to be true on tape. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us, or definitely our hardest challenge of the year, coming off a loss and just kind of a tough spot that we're in right now. It couldn't be more important for our football team. You know, they're already at 10 wins, so we hope they're real comfortable. But, you know, we know a team like this is going to just keep striving on their success, so we have to come out and just absolutely play our best football game. And, you know, our mentality in this locker room is we've lost a lot of close football games, you know, but we do know we can play with anybody, so we just got to keep striving and doing our thing.
Is the offensive line one of the main reasons for their success?
Oh, I think so. You know, this is their running game. I mean, but their skill players are excellent, too. So, I mean, it's a combination for sure. But, you know, the line definitely gives them the openings to run the football. You know, the running back's been excellent. Just watching him on tape, he's very impressive for a rookie. And the quarterback's making great decisions, but he's also very talented. So, you know, they provide us with a ton of things to stop. So, see how it goes.
How rare is that? You've been in the league for a while, seeing two rookies at quarterback and running back making such a contribution.
Yeah, I don't know if it's ever. I mean, you look back, and I mean, everybody's talking about it, you know, at length. So, I won't pile on. You know, they're obviously talented guys. You know, young talented guys that have proven to be able to, you know, play really well at a high level in this league, and it's hard to do that early.
From what you've seen of them on tape, is that offensive line unit as a group? It seems like they're as solid as anybody.
Well, yeah, you know, having that cohesiveness is so nice with an offensive line, just having that group be together. You know, we've seen the opposite here, but that's not an excuse. You know, we have NFL caliber players in this team and good football players, and we're capable of winning this football game. We have to have that belief and the mentality. I think they know, based off watching our tape, that they're going to get a full day's work and see what comes out on top. You know, we're by no means going to, you know, allow them to roll their helmets out and get the win. We're going to go out there and fight as hard as we can.
They've been really good on blitz pickup. Does that change anything you guys do, or do you not let what they do well impact what you do?
Well, you got to take everything into account and kind of see it as a whole picture. You know, if we have to continue to do what we do well. You know, we're pretty good at football, too, so we have to be able to rely on that. We have good players just like they do. Defensively, we feel good about what we're going to be able to do against them. So it's got to be a mix and match of a little bit of everything. You can't just throw, you know, you can't just continue to pressure and get gashed in the run game. So you have to just do a combination, and we'll rely on our staff to obviously put together a great plan, which they already have. And then on game day, obviously, we think we got the best, you know, defensive signal call in the game. So we're going to rely on him and just go play our brand of ball.
How would you characterize the mood of the team now after the
I think we're fine. You know, I think we're fine, honestly. You know, it's the NFL. This is part of it. You know, you guys have been around it long enough to know that good things still can happen to teams that are in our situation. We were 6-6 in 2012 and won 4 in a row, made the playoffs. I mean, and, you know, I don't know if anybody wanted to play us. You know, and then with Ponder getting hurt, really kind of, you know, threw us a loop on that one. But we were playing as well as anybody. And I think we can reference that team a lot. You know, we won some games we should have won. Then we went to Houston, who was the one seed in the AFC, and we went down there and put it to them. So we're capable in this building with this mentality to continue just to play the game. You know, the NFL is about survival. You know, it's a marathon, and you have to continue just push. And mentality, that's why you can't get up and two down. It has to be a one-week season. I think we've done a good job of doing that, even though we've taken some really tough losses. We haven't played well in critical situations, which is really tough to handle. I think it makes it really emotionally tough on you, you know, after a loss, and just knowing that you didn't quite execute well enough in those situations. So, you know, by no means is that, you know, going to be we don't want that to be our season. We have 5 games left that can rewrite that, and we want to take advantage of that this week.
The baby come?
She actually hasn't. Yeah. And my wife has had a really long week. So we're now due date passed. So we're trying to get something on the calendar here. You'll be informed, I'm sure.
Okay.
How do you keep the attitude up, though? I mean, you guys work so dang hard. Your margin of error is so thin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
I think it's, you know, I think you do a good job in the wins to stay even keel, and I think it's, you just got to keep. There's no magical thing you can do to change it. I mean, people are, you're going to be down because you took a loss. You know where you're at in the season after starting 5-0. We know all those things that are being reported and talked about. We know that we didn't play well enough in critical time against Detroit and got them kind of off, you know, let them off the deal. So we just have to just keep playing. I mean, it happens to everybody. You know, we're not the only team that's going through stuff like this. You know, we'd have to continue just to push and just focus on these next 5. And it can't be about the, you know, the previous 11. So, yeah, but these next ones, and, you know, everything we want to do is still in front of us. We just need some help now, which is crazy things happen. You know, we've seen that. So why can't we be the team to put these next five together or get 4 to 5 or whatever we need? You know, we just got to keep thinking that mentality and keep coming to work, you know, and doing our thing and really focus on those small tasks that are going to make us better in those situations. I think we can do it.
31-5
Yeah.
That's right. Appreciate it.
Yeah.